and also Machshava and Nifter as well. You have in the Parsha Shmini, Parsha Yayin V'Shecher Al Taste, where right after the death of Nadav and Avihu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron that you're not to drink wine before doing Avoda. It goes on, mentions there, L'horos Espenei Yayin V'Shecher Al Taste, and so on, L'horos Espenei Yisrael, Es Kolachukim Meshadibe Hashem Aleim B'Yad Moshe. There's a halacha that for avoda, Kohen is not allowed to have a rivis yayin. This is nogeya for avoda. It's also nogeya for hora. You're not allowed to be paskening if you're potentially affected by having imbibed wine. It's also nogeya in tefillah. This is in Simin Sadi Tes, and it's actually two categories: it's shasui and it's shikor. That's how it's heading. The heading of the simin, din shasui. The shikar litfila. Interesting remez. There's a difference between the two. The dievet, is it considered a tfila or not? The tour has an interesting thing at the very end of the simen. Shikar al yispal, he says, the mispal tfilaso to'eva. And then shasui al yispal, the imispal tfilaso tfila. Hechidami shikar, hechidami shasui, shikar kosh ene yachu dabu lefnei hamelech. Shasui koshi yachal udarbe lefnei hamelech. Okay. Then the remes he brings, very end of the simen. Yayin v'shechar al teisht. Those are the four words you have in the parasha. Yayin v'shechar al teisht. Says the Torah, Rashi Tevos. V'im shasa kidei revius. Aser lispalel. Let's work that out. Okay. V'im shasa v'shecha. Starting with the word v'shecha, not yayin. Okay, yayin. V'shecha. V'im shasa kidei revius. That's v'shecha. Then you have al taste. Asur lispalel. That's al taste. Al taste tfilas shikar to'eva. That's his remez. Then the prisha on the bottom says, but taste can also be another Rashi Telos. Tfilas shasui tfila. So that gives you the two halachas. For shikar, it's to'eva, and for shasui, it's a tefillah. That's the remez of the tour. The Mishnah Berurah just brings here in Machlokas, what about other things besides wine? Pashit hu adin shar mashkin ha-mishakru. Doesn't have to just be wine. It could be any type of liquor, alcohol. Now, there's a Machlokas that he's mitzayin here in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, between the Magen Avraham, the Taz over there. The Magen Avraham says by Nesias Kapayim it's different. Nesias Kapayim, the Kohen is not allowed to duchen if he had wine. And there the Magen Avraham is mekel regarding other things, not yayin, especially a limud from Nazir, so it's only yayin. So that it could be, it's a different idea. It's not really a tefillah in the same way, it's blessing the people. So there he's mekel. However, and it could be the standard is different in terms of what, you know, what the influence and what the effect has been. However, when it comes to tefillah, it's not going to matter. There's a very interesting comment to the Aruch HaShulchan, and he has a pshat in the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan is medayik something interesting in the Rambam, Perek Dalid of Hilchas Tefillah. And the Rambam brings the halacha of a shikor, not to daven, and it's tefillah, so to'eva. The Rambam says something that you don't find in the Torah or the Shulchan Aruch in explaining the halacha. The Rambam says, Dalid Yud Zayin, Shikor al yispalel nipnei she'en lo kavana. Nipnei she'en lo kavana. The imispalel tfilaso to'eva. L'fika chozer umispalel kishi yithrone mishikrusa. Shasui al yispalel, the imispalel tfilaso tfila. So chatchila not, but the diavet, it's fine. Ezel is shikor, and again it goes on to find shikor she'en yachod avnei melech, shasui she'yachod avnei melech. But the Rambam added by shikor mipnei she'en lo kavana. Affect the Aruch HaShulchan. What does that mean? Who has kavana today? We're not chozer on our tefillah. That's what we hold because chesam kavana. Because we're not going to do better the next time. So how could he say shikor al yispalo and tefillaso to'eva mipnei she'en lo kavana? So what does that leave us? Well, what makes shikor in a different category than every person? And then he brings the Gemara in Erevin, that actually says that we could pater ourselves from tefillah, a comment in the Gemara here, Samachay and Ervin. Amr of Sheshes, Mishav Lezben Azari, Yochal Ni Lifter as Kol Olam Kulam in Hadin, Miyam Shechor Beis HaMikdash Ve'ad Achshav. Why? Shechuras V'lo Miyayim. The Ketana to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're all together of Shikorim, and this is a tour, Gemara says, could be from tefillah. So they'll come in with a tain on a person, they didn't daven the kavana, I could pater, because we're together as shikar. So how could the Rambam make this the halacha? Shikar, ayispalo, tfirasa toleva, because ain't lo kavana. Yesh gedaktik bedvarav, says the Aruch HaShulchan. In ikir atam, the shikar asa ispalo, b'nei she'en lo kavana, lama tfirasa toleva, atu am ispalo, b'lo kavana, tfirasa toleva, chas v'shalom. Where does that leave us? He goes on and he says, interesting thing. Ha'inyan kainu. Nisbayar the tefillah, by definition, is omed lefnei hamelech. That's what tefillah means. Therefore, tzarech lahachin atzmo al kavana na'os alamu lefnei melech melechem kadosh baruch hu. Persons in davin, they have to know that they're having an audience with the king. The imkozer. Okay, so a person has that recognition when he starts to daven, when he comes to shul. But im ba'amdo b'tefillah nisbar b'lo kavanaso. That's what happens to all of us. Listen, we're not angels. Therefore, we don't repeat our davening b'shvil chisar and kavana. What's the difference over here? Where are you before you start davening? What happens when once you start davening, your mind can go who knows where. L'maisa, that's the way it is. You don't repeat your davening. But ha'omid atzmo mikodem. And you know you're not going to be able to have kavana. That is a different story. That's what defines the tefillah as tefillah so toeva. It's mufka from being a tefillah. And that's why should a person daven, coming into daven with a state of being a shikur, that then already tzorach l'achzor l'spalel. And then he says in Sifhei, he can't resist, he can't hold back. Mizeh yetzei lanu musar gadol la'osam anashim haba'im merechov lebeis ha'knesses b'lishum derech eretz u'b'lishum hachanak tzas eze regoim v'chotvim u'mispalim v'enam yodim ben yaminam l'smolam. So apparently this is in his day as well. People literally ran into shul without any sense, even of a second, of just making that transition. For whatever it is, a few seconds, whatever the level, that's where we step back 3 steps, and we go back. The Iker is to go up, we go back, and then we go back, but then we go up. Then Acha Kach Nisbabu and Kavanaso and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba Betrunem B'Yosav, Hashem can make it that hard for us, and that's why we understand the difference over here. That's how he went to explain the pshat in the Rambam. It says in the parentheses he adds, "But then moving b'gemara shamushim enam espal b'shikruso." A person is shikar and doesn't daven scharo gadol me'od. Why so? Because he's showing that he realizes that I can't go to daven like this. So that's why Dafki gets schar for holding back, recognizing and not in the state to daven. So again, Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, we all have challenges in general when we daven kavana, but separate from the issues that happen while we daven, it's sometimes the preparation is what we have to think about. At least to the extent that we can frame our mind, create a sense of space, mental space before we start. That's the Musar Haskalah that comes from this halacha, and it's a halacha with the remez as well, and the tzukim and chodesh.